Welcome to day 57 of My Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and we are reading in the book of Numbers. Today we will read just one chapter, Numbers chapter 7, because it's the longest chapter in the book of Numbers, and we are transitioning into the New American Standard Bible for our reading for this week, starting at Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. Now on the day that Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and consecrated it with all its furnishings and the altar and all its utensils. He anointed them and consecrated them also. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' households, made an offering. They were the leaders of the tribes. They were the ones who were over the numbered men. When they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders and an ox for each one. Then they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Accept these things from them, that they may be used in the service of the tent of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service." So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon according to their service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because theirs was the service of the holy objects, which they carried on the shoulder. The leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Let them present their offering, 1 leader each day, for the dedication of the altar." Now the one who presented his offering on the first day was Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, the son of Zuar, the leader of Issachar, presented an offering. He presented as his offering 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zuar. On the third day, it was Eliab, the son of Helon, leader of the sons of Zebulun. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, it was Eleazar, the son of Shedeur, the leader of the sons of Reuben. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, one male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. On the 5th day, it was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, the leader of the children of Simeon. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. On the 6th day, it was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, leader of the sons of Gad. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. On the 7th day, it was Elishama, the son of Ammihud, leader of the sons of Ephraim. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the 8th day, it was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahuzer, leader of the sons of Manasseh. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedahuzer. On the 9th day, it was Abadon, the son of Gideoni, leader of the sons of Benjamin. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil, for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Abadon, the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, it was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, leader of the sons of Dan. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull, one ram, one male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs, 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, it was Pagiel, the son of Ochran, leader of the sons of Asher. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, it was Ahira, the son of Enan, leader of the sons of Naphtali. His offering was 1 silver dish, whose weight was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, 1 bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb 1 year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, 5 male lambs 1 year old. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel when it was anointed. 12 silver dishes, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans, each silver dish weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70. All the silver of the utensils was 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekels of the sanctuary, all the gold of the pans, 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering, 12 bulls. All the rams, 12. The male lambs, 1 year old with their grain offering, 12. And the male goats for a sin offering, 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 24 bulls. All the rams, 60, the male goats, 60, the male lambs, 1 year old, 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony from between the 2 cherubim. So he spoke to him. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. In today's scripture reading, you may have found perhaps the telling over and over again the exact list of what was brought by each of the leaders from each of the tribes to be a little bit monotonous. But let me assure you that God, in his purposefulness, records the offerings of these leaders very precisely for a very good reason. First of all, let us recount that the beginning of chapter 7 tells us how the leaders of all the tribes of Israel came and gave these specific gifts. That was an offering to the Lord. It said 6 covered carts and 12 oxen. And the purpose of this, of these specific gifts, were to assist the Levites in carrying out their duties. As you'll recall from the previous chapters, the Levites were given these jobs of disassembling the tabernacle when it was time to move on, and then these leaders came and brought them carts on which they could place all the poles and the joints and everything that was the outer structure of the tabernacle of Moses or the tent of meeting. So the leaders brought assistance to help them with their particular service to the Lord by bringing these carts and the oxen that could draw the carts, and then the others items, the most holy items, the holy objects as they're referred to, the specific pieces of furniture, including the altars and the Ark of the Covenant, were all to be carried on poles on the shoulders of the priests, which has a very deep significance that the priests carry that presence of the Lord with the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord would literally meet them, as he said, under the wings of the cherubim just above the mercy seat. So it was symbolic and representative of the priest's duty to carry the presence of God. But here we find these leaders bringing practical gifts, offerings that were going to help with the service of the worship of God in this Old Testament story. And then from that place, it goes on to begin to say how for 12 consecutive days, one leader, and they would say they were the prince of that tribe, the prince of each of the 12 tribes, brought an offering. And as you heard, the offering that was brought, they were all identical. So now why do you think the Lord didn't just say, okay, all the 12 princes of all the leaders of all the 12 tribes brought all the same offering and it was this offering? But instead, the Lord records specifically, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, the leader of Issachar, presented an offering, and then it lists that offering, and then it goes on to the next one and lists the exact same offering, and 12 times we have this recounting of the gifts from these leaders. Let me assure you that the meaning of this is significant for us today. It's an impressive list. It's an impressive listing of gifts. It was a very generous gift. It required a lot. There were a lot of oxen. There was silver. There was gold. There was a lot of livestock that was involved here for the peace offerings and the burn offerings and the sin offerings. So there was a lot of wealth that was represented in this gift that each of these leaders of each of the tribes brought. But not only that, it speaks to us of leadership of families, because each of these men were the leader of a tribe, which of course was consisted of families. So you could say the family leader bringing financial support to the work of God, to the worship of God, for to support community or corporate worship. You know, a lot of people today in the churches have a resistance to giving offerings that will help support the work of the church. And yet, the Old Testament example that we have is, first of all, and this was clear throughout the book of Leviticus, the offerings that were brought by the people to the tabernacle of Moses, to the tent of meeting, first of all, they went for the support of the priests. That was their due, according to the scriptures we read. This was their due to Aaron, to the high priest, to the priests, that they were to receive this. So basically, the offerings fed the priests. They received part of it for them to eat. It was literally for their support. It was their financial support. The priests had no other jobs. They didn't, and as you saw, they didn't even receive a piece of land in the promised land. They were not given that. They were, because their job was to stay focused on the work of worship, the work of the ministry, so to speak, or the continuation of the corporate worship of the people of Israel of the one true God. And they were to focus on that. And so they didn't even have land given to them to do with as the other tribes did. They were to stay focused on their assignment. So if you are a person who has struggled when you've gone to church and putting anything in that offering, let me assure you, we have an Old Testament picture here where the offerings went for the support of the priests, and then in today's reading, very clear picture of how the offerings helped with the physical structure of the tabernacle. They literally gave things that helped with the tent of meeting, carrying the objects from the tent of meeting when they would move to the next place the Lord spoke to them. So we are seeing here this example that should encourage us to bring our free will offerings for the support of corporate worship in the body of Christ. Don't fear to do that. It's not unbiblical. It's quite biblical. So don't be afraid to support the work of the ministry, the work of a local church, the support of a minister of the gospel. These are all things that we see here in the Old Testament and speak to us of a New Testament reality as well. It took money, you could say, it took finances to cause this worship system that the Lord put into place for the Israelites to be able to move forward. The same is true today. It takes finances for a church to run. I'm talking about a physical building. The church is the people of God, but the places where the church meets for worship requires money to build it, requires money to maintain it, and all of that. Obviously, if you have a full-time pastor, then that person requires food to eat like anyone else, just as the offerings in the Old Testament went straight to the Levites who were serving and the priests who were serving from the tribe of Levi. So this example today really speaks to us about family leaders leading in giving, because they were the ones, they gave themselves as an example to the people. The family leader, the prince of each tribe, which is over all the families in his tribe, leading in giving free will offerings to the Lord and for the support of corporate worship. So this is an important lesson for us as well. And might I add that the fact that the Lord recorded each and every gift from each of the leaders of the tribes really speaks to us about how God values and remembers and keeps account of the offerings that we bring to Him. God keeps accounts. He's a perfect bookkeeper. He knows exactly what you have given, and He never is a debtor to anybody, because the Word of God tells us that as we give, it is given back to us. And the Lord keeps accounts. He keeps records. He says that the generous man will be well watered, meaning that he receives back generously from the Lord. And those who give to the poor, again, receive back, because that's the way God is. He pleases Him. The scripture tells us He loves a cheerful giver. And the Old Testament spoke to us chapters ago that we were reading, said that Moses asked for anyone who had a willing heart who wanted to give. God never forced any of the people of Israel to give an offering. However, He asked for those who had willing hearts to come and to give. And that's what God loves. A person who has a willing heart loves to sow seed, loves to give offerings, loves to give toward the work of the Lord. And so don't be shy to do that. Don't let someone discourage you from doing that they might not be using it correctly. Don't worry about that. That's not your business. God sees everything, and He sees what your willing heart is willing to give, and what you give and the offerings that you bring. That is God's business. And He loves when His people give free will offerings as these princes of the tribes of Israel did. He recorded each and every one. Their names are recorded for all of history because it pleased the Lord that these leaders came forth and showed the people by example to be givers to the work of God. Be a leader in your family in giving, in sowing seed, in giving offerings, in supporting the work of the Lord in whatever area the Lord has you do that. It's pleasing to God. And this chapter is lovely to me because it ends with, this is priceless. The chapter starts with all the offerings and just records offering, offering, offering. And then do you realize that this chapter 7 of Numbers ends with a response from God? It ends with the response. It says, okay, here's the dedication offering from all the leaders of Israel. And the very last verse says, when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubim. So the Lord spoke to him. The entire chapter is a record of the offerings. And the very last verse is God's response. God speaks to his people. In the Old Testament, he spoke through Moses or another anointed leader. And today, God will speak directly to you. But God responds to the giver. That is the message for us here in Numbers chapter 7. Be a leader in giving. It's a joy. It is a joy to participate in what God is doing. Be a generous giver. Be a happy giver, because that's God's way. He loves the cheerful-hearted giver. And then his response is, you will hear the voice of the Lord speaking to you from above the mercy seat, not looking at your faults, but with mercy and grace speaking to you. It blesses the Lord when he finds the heart of a cheerful giver. God bless you. Have a great week. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.